This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences is cutting hundreds of positions in an effort to bring UAMS into compliance with the 2018 budget. According to reporting from Talk Business and Politics, 258 of the 600 cut positions are currently filled. UAMS has a main campus in Little Rock and another in Fayetteville. A news release from a UAMS spokesperson indicates UAMS has faced financial challenges for many years, but has been able to make up shortfalls with reserve funds. However, those reserves are being depleted. UAMS employees being laid off will be notified today about their status, according to the UAMS spokesperson. There is another effort to legalize casinos in Arkansas, this version tied to sending money to the state's bank account to help pay for highways. Friday, the group Driving Arkansas Forward began an effort to place the question in front of voters. The group asked the Arkansas Attorney General's office to approve the popular name and the ballot title. If approved, the process to collect signatures would begin. Backers say the proposed constitutional amendment would allocate 65% of casino revenues to highway projects, and the bill would allow three casinos to be built. One casino each would be located in Jefferson and Crittenden counties, and a third to be either in Union, Pope, White, Mississippi, or Miller County. We'll have more on the proposed amendment later this week on Ozarks at Large. Oklahoma voters will weigh in on legal medical marijuana this summer. Last week, Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon announced an election for possibly legalizing medical marijuana in the Sooner State, and that the election would be held on June 26th. Supporters gathered more than the required 66,000 signatures to place the matter in front of voters. The number of flu deaths in Arkansas so far this season is now up to 28. 16 were reported last week alone. State epidemiologist Dr. Kirk Haslow says the flu is unpredictable and some years are better than others.
By all indications, this flu season is starting to look like a bad one. We have already reached an intensity of flu activity that's been higher than what we've seen in the last, 5 years. When we've had good data, it's not showing any sign of decreasing.
He says most flu-related deaths occur during the latter half of the season, and because so many have already occurred during this season, that's a bad sign. Flu season could typically start in October and run through April or May. It peaks between December and March, according to Dr. Haslow. A new report from the group Wallet Hub gives Arkansas a low ranking when it comes to best states to raise a family. The study rates different indicators of what authors call family friendliness, including infant mortality rate, violent crime, and average median family salaries. Arkansas overall is listed as the 8th worst state to raise a family and scores especially low in percentage of families living in poverty, infant mortality, and the separation and divorce rate. Arkansas's best numbers are in housing affordability, where the state ranks 16th. Oklahoma's overall family friendliness rate is 45th. Missouri is ranked as the 24th best state to raise a family. And an entertainer with strong Arkansas ties is being remembered as a comedian and comic actor with unique abilities to entertain. Jerry Van Dyke died this weekend at the age of 86. He was known for several movie and TV roles, including that of the somewhat naive Luther on the long-running sitcom Coach.
Oh, Luther, come here and look at this one for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
See how she's used bold strokes through here? It gives the painting a real feeling of power and life.
Hmm? I see. You sure don't want a cracker?
You make them look real good, but no thanks.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I am really enjoying this.
It's nice of you to say that, Luther.
No, I mean it. Nobody's ever explained art to me before. So, basically, what you're saying is everything here has been done on purpose.
Though born in Illinois, he later moved to Arkansas and, with his wife, purchased a city block in Benton and opened a soda shop and theater that included his name.